Santa is going to be a little late to a few villages this year, KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
Freezing fog in Bethel this week and the week before prevented the Army National Guard from flying their UH-60 Black Hawk to Akiak, Tuluksak, and Grayling to deliver food and toys for Alaska's 60th Operation Santa Claus. Since 1956, the tradition has brought together the Alaska National Guard, local businesses, and community groups to collect and deliver gifts to a few villages each Christmas. April Geddes organizes the event for the Guard.
We asked the schools when we got weathered out this time, we said, would you like to distribute everything before Christmas, or would you like us to reschedule, knowing that we could not make it until the 4th, 5th, or 6th? So the villages all agreed they'd rather have us come out with Santa Claus and some of the military members and give the kids the attention that we're able to give to all of the other villages.
The trip is rescheduled for the first week of January after school gets back in session.
It's post-Christmas, but it is pre-Russian Orthodox.
Slavic is January 7th. The holiday is celebrated in Akiak and Tuluksak, but not Grayling. Logistics mean that gifts to all three villages have to be delivered the same day.
And what do the gifts consist of? What would a kid get?
Well, it depends on what Santa's elves make. It could be anything from models and Legos to basketballs, soccer balls, paint supplies, art supplies.
Every child age 0 to 18 receives a gift. School-age kids receive a backpack of school supplies and a personal hygiene bag,
which consists of toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, shampoo, conditioner.
And it doesn't stop there. The operation also brings out fresh fruit, bananas, apples, and oranges, and 1 ton of food that's non-perishable for the village.
It's flour, sugar, rice, powdered milk, cereal, canned vegetables, pasta, soups. We've reached out to the villages and asked them what they could utilize most, and that was the list that they gave us.
If weather doesn't cooperate in January, the village schools will distribute the food and presents. In fact, they're already sitting there, waiting for Santa to hand them out. Operation Santa Claus made deliveries to Akiachuk and Togiak already earlier this season. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.